You heard about self-driving cars, right? You put them in autopilot, like on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
You heard about that? A guy probably saw the TV show Upload and thought, hey, this is cool because the car just drives and you can do whatever you want. So the guy decided it was time to watch a movie.
In his Tesla.
In his Tesla, in the driver's seat. Here's what happened to him.
Troopers say this smashed-up Tesla was in autopilot mode, and the driver was watching a movie on his cell phone when he crashed into a deputy's cruiser.
It's very reckless, and it's disturbing to me. I push drive and drive only.
Sheriff Keith Stone says the deputy was conducting a lane closure overnight on U.S. 64 near Spring Hope as a highway patrol trooper investigated a separate crash. Mm-hmm. Both the deputy and trooper were outside their cars.
He wasn't watching the movie on the Tesla thing. He was watching it on his phone.
You know, he figured he would just catch up on Bill and Ted. Just came out. He wanted to make sure that he was one of the first people to see it. So sitting there watching Bill and Ted, let the car do the driving.
See, the thing is cars will drive themselves. There's a couple of Hondas, Teslas, and all that. But my car will drive for, I don't know, 30 seconds by itself. And then it starts yelling at me, telling me, stupid, put your hands on the steering wheel. It won't let you go too long. And I think Tesla is the same way, where at some point it's going to start yelling at you. So I guess he just went, forget it.
Yeah, and then, you know, no shock, the car crashed. But, you know, it's funny because I was thinking, I hope this isn't Long Island, because when you and I were living there, it was like every day somebody drove into a 7-Eleven, a furniture store, you know, it's just a building. remember there was that one guy who just drove into somebody's living room, like literally drove through the living room?
And the house was 400 feet off the road. It wasn't even near the road, and the guy just drove right through the house. Yeah, like the house hasn't been there for 35 years. And the great thing about New York, if you don't know, it's a no-fault state. So it wasn't the guy's fault. The homeowner probably had to pay for something because it was their fault for having the home where it was.
Well, don't you remember? You and I were napping. You were in your bedroom. I was in mine. We had a long day. And we get a knock at the door. And it's a cop. And he's there to tell us that we had a car accident.
Yes.
And we were like, what? I was watching a movie in my bedroom. You were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean a car accident? A bicycle biked right into your car and you somehow were responsible. Like you had to sign something saying that you had a collision with a bicycle. And you were like, I'm in my underwear. I was in my bed.
And they had my whole car roped off. Like a crime scene.
They roped off your car. Because it had just been in an accident without you.
Because they're asking me what happened. How am I supposed to know what happened? I don't know what happened.
What happened? You're like, I was sleeping is what happened. I was sleeping and then you knocked on my door. That's what happened.
And the guy fell on the ground, cracked his head open, and there was blood on the cement. So they're asking me about the crime scene. I don't know. I didn't even see the guy leave. I didn't see the ambulance come and get him. I was asleep. I wake up at 4 a.m.
Right. We had no idea this was all going on. And you came out and didn't the guy like take off your side view mirror?
Yeah, and dented my whole side of my car.
Right. And somehow you were responsible because it's a no-fault state. The guy crashed into your car and somehow this was your fault.
I remember knocking on your bedroom door going, hey, Cooper, we've had an accident. The hell are you talking about? No, come on. My car's in a crime scene.
And I remember a detective pulled me aside and said, what were you doing at the time? Where were you? I was like, what do you mean? Where was I?
I was watching
in my
Family
bed,
Guy.
Napping. I was watching Friends. Well, let's see. I'll tell you what happened. First Ross walked in and he said, don't you know I'm a paleontologist? Like, what do you want me to tell you? Where was I? All right. So what was the weirdest thing you ever hit with your car or something that hit your car? Either it hit you or you hit it. Matt, what you hit?
All right. Well, I didn't hit the dang thing, but I got kicked. My car got kicked by a buffalo, put a hole right through my driver's side door.
Did you say a buffalo?
It put a hole through the dang door. My buddy saw it, asked if he could pet it. We rolled the window down. He reached out to pet it. It was not all all that happy about that. Kicked a hole right in my car door, man. It was a brand new car too, man. It was my first new car ever. I'd only had the thing about 9 months. Not too long after that, a woman ran through a red light, creamed my car and totaled it. So I lost the car and I lost the car door.
Jason, what happened to you?
I actually had a hawk slap me in the face while I was driving on the highway.
Excuse me? How on earth did that happen?
It was doing circles around an interchange, and it swooped down, and the wing came in, and the tip of the wing hit me in the face.
All right. Thanks, Jason. But if that's how you get treated by a bird, I hope you don't learn about women.